listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, it's Dr. Daniels. Welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay. We have, Pat in Texas. Hi, Pat.
Hi, thank you for the update. Thank you. Two questions about detoxification. I heard you mention colonics. I don't know what kind of colonics, because I can't look up all that stuff, there's something called a Colima board where it has a splash guard, and you lay on a chair and you run 5 gallons of water, and it takes about an hour. Have you used those, or can you?
Yeah, so I'm not a fan of colonics or Colima boards. The 5 gallons, it's enough to totally wipe out all of your good bacteria and just wipe out the functionality of your colon. So that's not a good thing to do. Instead, what you want to do is either take vitality capsules that helps move things along without destroying or depleting your good bacteria, or you want to do enemas, which only empty out the bottom fifth of your colon, again, preserving your good bacteria.
So you don't want to do a high colonic then. Okay.
Correct, and that's higher. What 5 gallons is, a high colonic.
Yeah, no. Well, the other one is, have you ever heard of jumping on one of those little single-person trampolines holding an iron skillet? I've heard that it...
Those are called rebounders. Rebounders.
Okay. And I heard you say today that gravity brings the toxins down to the liver. Well, I've heard that rebounder brings the toxins on closer to the get rid of them in the colon and all. Yeah.
Well, the rebounder releases toxins from the lymph into the blood. So the rebounder is dependent upon basically vitality capsules or some type of vigorous removal mechanism going on at the level of the liver and the intestines.
Okie doke. Okay, I'll let you go. Thank you. God bless you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye. We've got Zoe in Kentucky. Zoe, how are you doing?
I want to ask you a little bit about vision. My sister's having challenges with that. However, we did get the distiller, so the distilled water seems to be helping her rest. How important is rest and what she eats for improving the vision?
Critical. They're very important. But she should notice if she's drinking distilled water and distilled water only.
Yes.
All right. And how's her vision doing?
It's about the same.
All right. So she needs to work more on emptying her intestines. Is she taking vitality capsules?
We have some here, but I gave her a real severe cramp.
How many did she take?
I think two. Oh, five.
Okay, so cut it back to one, and you know, give her a dose that doesn't cause cramps.
Mm-hmm. And but for some reason, the water seems to be helping her rest better at night. It's blurry in the central part of the vision of one eye.
Oh, okay. So the water dilutes the toxins, so the concentration is not as high, and that reduces her misery. So I would keep with the water, the vitality capsules at a tolerable level, and you know, get her bowels going. If she can't take a high enough vitality capsule dose to get her bowels going, then you can add some castor oil or something to it, but she's got to get the poop out.
Okay. Because the big size is kind of what, it didn't really help her vision at all.
Right, she's got a backlog of waste, and so there's no place, like we said today, you can't clean an end organ like an eyeball or a kidney or a brain or a lung unless you've got the blood and the liver and the bile and the intestines cleared.
All right, good. And we did get the glasses for the blue light to block that, and just using the devices less as well.
Okay, good. All right, great. So keep working with that, and then, yeah, it should help. Okay. Let's take a look at our Facebook questions, and then we're going to go to the chat room. All right. We've got to get myself oriented here. Back. That's not the one we want. Okay, so Barbara wants to know how to access the archive show. You go to vitalitycapsules.com, scroll down to the bottom, hit I've got my report, and then you'll see Truth Files or old radio shows, and hit that tab, and there's like 300 radio shows, tons and tons and tons of radio shows. All right, Simea says his greetings from the Caribbean. Simea, greetings from the Caribbean. Have I been to the Caribbean? Yes, I've been to Jamaica. And I've been to St. Lucia. All right, let's see where we are. Ellen. Okay. This is not working too well. Would love for you to share on my radio show, Karen Fuchs. Yes, Karen, would love to. Please email jdaniels.daniels@gmail.com because I don't see everything on Facebook. I have no idea why I can't see everything on Facebook, but I can't see everything on Facebook. Okay. Christina says, so glad you're on Facebook. Thank you for all the work you do and love you put back into the world. You're welcome, Christina. Okay. Oh, Christina's question. What about high thiols that flush heavy metals in the blood and cause symptoms? No, don't do that. If you're taking them, then will it create havoc with the heavy metals? No. So the Vitality Capsules flush the intestinal tract. So whatever heavy metals you have, just flush right out through the intestinal tract. That's the whole point. Okay. All right. You know, I know there are more things on... Oh, here we are. Okay, got this. Zara says, I'm Panamanian and came across your work researching for my 7-year-old. Please contact me via email. I don't have your email, but you can contact me via jdaniels.daniels@gmail.com. All right, so that's Zara. Eric? Can I learn more about a product? Yes, you can go to vitalitycapsules.com and information is there. Gloria wants to know how to make a purchase. Go to vitalitycapsules.com and then you can make a purchase from there. All right, I found these questions. Where is your store located? It's located online. I do not have a physical store. Mark wants the same question. Shemin, same question. Jeremy says, I saw you on Sarah's show. All right, great. Okay. And Vernita says, can you help reverse dementia? Absolutely. First step is cleansing, and second step is proper nutrition. So you can go to drjenniferdaniels.com and schedule, no, .org, drjenniferdaniels.org, and schedule an appointment there. All right. I think I got it. Sue, thank you for contacting Trump. Maybe he'll do something. Never know. What do you think of MMS? MMS is Miracle Mineral Solution. And I think that turpentine is a lot more gentle and a lot more effective. That's my opinion. What would be a home remedy for a tooth that I'm obsessed with a cavity? Go to drjenniferdaniels.org and you have a report there, which is free. And it's 10 remedies so powerful they can make antibiotics obsolete, and tells you how to get rid of your tooth abscess and save the tooth. Yep, in the privacy of your home. Nicole says, his doctor told him there's a chance he will be incontinent after surgery. I can't wrap my head around the decision. Well, some people just always look forward to being able to piss their pants and wear diapers. You never know. I mean, everyone's got different objectives in life. Ellen Gant. Hello. Tested positive for lupus twice. Started Dr. Daniel's Candida Cleanse. No more lupus in my blood test. Trust her. Praise God. Exactly. All of those tests are just friggin' bogus. All right, we got Mike in Virginia. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good. It's a chilly day here in Southwest Virginia.
It's freezing here in Panama, too.
I'm sorry?
It's freezing in Panama.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I actually turned the heater on in my bedroom to warm up a little bit. But I have a question. I have a question I want to ask you, and I wanted to ask somebody this question in the health field for a number of months, and I'm sure you've probably heard the advertisements. It's mainly on mainstream media. I don't think I've heard it too much on alternative media, but they have this big promotional campaign for Super Beets, where they take, I guess, beets and concentrate it. Is that all it's cracked up to be?
You said super greens?
Super beets.
Super beets.
Yeah.
No, I haven't heard the advertisement. Is it powdered beets?
Yeah. It's like super concentrated, I guess, beets, you know? And I just was wondering how effective or how efficacious it is.
I don't recommend super concentrate anything, because then your body has the work of unconcentrating it. So okay, I don't watch advertisements or news or propaganda, so I do miss those messages.
Well, it may not be advertised that much in Panama, but it's really big, like Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levine, you know, mainstream media, radio, you know, it's just all over the map.
Yeah. So, so I'm reading these books on, information and blah, blah, blah. And basically anything that requires that much advertising, you might want to wait till your friends try it out, see how it works.
Yeah. It could be some, and can I ask another question?
Mm-hmm.
This has been advertised for a while, but I guess the essence of well, like krill, you know, from krills, and you know, the juice from fish. I forget what it's called. Oh shoot!
Yeah, I don't go for any of that stuff. So I've never had to use krill juice or super concentrate anything to heal anybody. So I mean, that's kind of a vague hint for you. You might want to consider at least that there's other ways to heal.
Okay, I was just curious.
Okay, all right. Thanks, Mike. Yeah. Bye-bye. Okay. Recommendations for Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever. Listen to show, start over from beginning. So all of these labels, Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever, Lyme, just flush them. The only reason to get these tests is if you're interested in ritual bloodletting. Okay, yeah. All right. Okay, and we'll see how that works out. Elishima says, what are your thoughts about intravenous vitamin C therapy? Again, I'm not a favor of needles or bloodletting or injections of any kind. So that settles the vitamin C IV therapy discussion. Intravenous laser blood irrigation therapy. Now, we had this therapy that was really popular where they would take blood out of your body, irradiate it, and then put it back in your body. And that was a cure for AIDS. This is back in 1990-something. Well, now we know AIDS is imaginary, and what's really going on is people are simply toxic. So, you know, I have friends who have their personal lasers, and they like them. But let's just say they're not as healthy as I am, so I'm not ready to jump on the bandwagon yet. Okay, so Yvonne Smith says, my mother destroyed her gut or her liver with ibuprofen, and she's diabetic. She did a juice fast and recovered, and her blood tests are non-normal. Exactly. Now, you don't even need the blood tests. She just needed to take care of it. Remedy for a fever blister after a sunburn, I would just apply ice. Well, Tanya, why did I lose my hair after giving birth? Because your baby took all your nutrients, and so you need to replenish those nutrients. Let me recommend the skin and fat from Ham Hocks. All right. Does Turpin have time of a stinging sensation when you apply it to an open sore like chap lips and insect bites? Insect bites, definitely no sting at all. I wouldn't put it on chap lips because it's not the problem. But turpentine works great for insect bites. Alisa says, thank you, Dr. Daniels. I love your shows. I think I want to change your name to Dr. Hope. Yes, there's always hope. All right, Larry's got a lot of questions. Basic answer, Larry, is stick to the program. So let's see. Turpentine enhanced castor oil and massage onto the joints. It's the other way around. So you put turpentine in the joint first, then you put castor oil over it, and wow, it's 10 times as effective as either one alone. However, you have one teaspoon per day global limit on turpentine. So you might want to take it internally as opposed to putting it on your joints. Castor oil with DMSL be better than turpentine? No. Effects of wrapping the feet overnight in castor oil and turpentine or DMSO, don't do that. No. The safest thing, again, you want to be safe and effective. And so that foot treatment you recommended is not safe. All right. We got a commercial here.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome to Healing with Dr. Daniels, and we are answering questions. And we're answering the question of Larry. Larry says, what are the effects of wrapping feet overnight in castor oil, turpentine, DMSO? Does it go throughout the body or is it localized? It goes throughout the body and causes terrible detox reactions and ruins your next day. Don't do it. Much safer is to simply soak your feet in castor oil. And so you fill, I prefer a bread pan because it takes less castor oil. And fill a bread pan, put a foot in it, fill another bread pan, put your other foot in it, and you can soak for anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours, and that gets rid of plantar fasciitis. Okay, Karen says, major joint muscle pain all the time, tested negative for lupus. I think it's an infection, EBV or Lyme maybe. What works? It's constant, severe pain, fatigue, my diet is good, bowel movements are fine. If you believe your diet is good and your bowel movements are fine, then there's no cure here. I think you should be open to changing your diet and be open to altering your bowel movements, and that would allow your healing. So you have to be open to changing. You have to be open to the concept that there's actually something you're doing that's causing your condition, and that you need to understand what you are doing to cause it and remedy that thing, whatever it is. And so if you're not willing to make these changes, if you feel that some EBV, Epstein-Barr virus, has fallen out of the sky and hit you, or maybe God is lying and something's got you, then your chances of healing are just about zero. So you've got to, you've got to take the attitude that there's something you're doing that's causing it, and you're ready to stop doing it, whatever it is. That's what natural healing is all about. This idea that Epstein-Barr did it, or lupus did it, or whatever, is that's the terminology the medical industrial complex uses to get you to abdicate your power, to yield to them, and take poisonous stuff that's not going to help you. So instead of saying, I have this disease, I have that disease, what makes more sense is to say, all right, there's something I'm doing that's causing this misery. Let me figure out what it is and stop doing it. And that's the healing conversation. When doing warm water or coffee enemas, what is the time for retention? Okay, so I recommend letting it drip in very, 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 very slowly. So by the time it gets in, you've already been holding it for, say, 5 to 10 minutes. So what I recommend is about 5 or 10 minutes is good. And if you're not able to hold it for that length of time, then you're putting in too much. So put in less, and then you'll be able to hold it. Hey, Winnie, thank you. Winnie says, Vitality capsules really work and are the mildest colon cleanser I have ever used. Thank you, Winnie. Okay. So Zad Mom cooked the chicken feet for 24 hours and dissolved the feet completely. Now, Kans, what causes early satiety? Believe it or not, constipation can cause it. In other words, just not having good flow through your bowels. That's the number one cause. But I say, if you're not hungry, don't eat. Don't worry about it. Just stop eating. It will take care of itself. So Larry says, would wrapping feet with cellophane every night in castor oil remove toxins from feet and legs? Again, I don't recommend that. Paulette says, my total cholesterol is blah, blah, blah. Doctor wants to put me on drugs. Cholesterol is 218. I think your cholesterol is already too low, Paulette. Tell a doctor to take his own drugs if he believes in it so much. Okay, Gardy says, I had a cyst on my scalp. It was cut. I don't know what that means. I guess surgically removed or something. And it spread to behind the ear, both on scalp. Yeah. I've used castor oil, blah, blah, blah. Again, the problem is you started with scalp and the problem is throughout the system. All right, we have a commercial. We're taking a
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. manner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and good buy. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks. Right, CBD back. Is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what?
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we have got questions. Yep, we've got questions. So a sulking fiend can still also go through the body or just the feet? Just the feet. And that's good because it pulls the toxins out through the feet rather than dissolving them and sending them out through the body. Okay. We have a question from Teresa in Chicago. Teresa, how are you doing?
I'm good, Dr. Daniels. How are you?
Pretty good. What's your question?
So I'm now able to get a session with you, and I went to your website, I entered my information and my payment information, and I clicked submit, but then it took me back to the enter payment information, and I'm
Which
afraid
I might
be charged.
Which website did you go to?
DrJenniferDaniels.org.
Okay, so you went there, you put in your payment information, and what happened?
And so I went through the series of screens to submit to proceed to checkout, and when I got to the last screen to pay, it took me back to the beginning screen where I'm to enter my credit card information. I'm afraid I'm going to get charged twice because now I see that there were two different order numbers.
I'm going to go check that for you, Teresa, and I'll go ahead and refund the second order if that's the case. Did it also allow you to schedule your appointment?
No, I never made it to that screen because I freaked out when I went back to entering in my credit card information.
All right, so let me have Shali get to you, with you tomorrow about actually scheduling the appointment.
Can I pay through her?
Yes, you can do that, but I want to check and make sure you haven't already paid. So I have to, after the show, I have to check that.
Okay, and then one last question. What do you recommend that I drink internally to help ease hemorrhoids? Remember how you used turpentine and castor oil for your skin? I've tried that applied it externally around the hemorrhoid. That seemed to help a little bit. Also, I did a mixture of black seed oil and witch hazel on a cotton ball. That seemed to help a little bit. And I do drink distilled water. What else can I drink internally to kind of ease with hemorrhoids? A different question, of course.
Did you take the castor oil and turpentine mix internally?
Did I take the cap? I didn't take any capsules. I just drank distilled water.
No, castor oil.
Oh, no, ma'am. The castor oil and turpentine I have in a jar, and I mix that up because you said that's what you use on your gorgeous skin, so I want gorgeous skin, too. But then when I got the hemorrhoid, I used the castor oil and turpentine on the hemorrhoid tissue, you know, around the anus, and it helped a little bit, but I was wondering.
Yeah, I would take it internally, so just like maybe half a teaspoon of turpentine and quarter cup of castor oil internally.
I'm sorry, half a teaspoon of turp and a quarter cup of castor oil and drink it down?
Right.
That's a lot of castor oil.
Okay. Yes, it is. Go sit in the toilet and just drink some water while you wait. That's the best way.
Okay. I should have done that maybe yesterday because I don't want any interruptions at work. But,
right, exactly. Definitely a weekend project.
Okay. Okay, great. Good to know. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, bye, Teresa. All right. Okay, Scott, lots of questions. What about zinc? Don't need it unless you're doing something to deplete it. Same with copper. So I would proceed without that and see how you do. Latonya, doctor wants to do a double knee surgery on my mother. What do you recommend? She should eat some chicken feet. All right, Nick, thanks for helping out. Appreciate it. Thank you, Nicole. Yes, Nicole, we're planning to ask for a pretty big fine for the bank. What happens to the fine money? It's Panama up for grabs. Do you recommend vitamin A? What form? Really, any way you can get it. All this toxicity of vitamin A the government talks about, there is no evidence of it. I've not observed it. I've taken as much as 100,000 IUs of vitamin A a day. We can just toss that one in the nonsense pile. What would be your treatment for degenerative joint disease of the lower back, encroachment of lumbar disc 4 and 5 onto the sacral 1, causing burning pain down the butt and the legs? Again, you have to watch out for all these x-rays and tests. Degenerative joint disease is really the only pertinent part of this question. The answer would be chicken legs. Chicken feet. Okay, Yvonne. There are two kinds of anemia. Yes, the answer is the same. There's only two kinds. One, you're not making enough blood cells. Two, you're losing blood. The medical industrial complex has all kinds of names for these, but that's it. My dad has a super rare form. I've been waiting for this to come up. Super rare form. So he either has blood loss, either he's losing blood, trying to find out where he's losing it and stop it, or he's not making enough blood. And so if he's not making enough blood, the question is why? The answer is usually malnutrition, and the question is what is it he's not eating that he needs to eat? That's basically the story. Okay. Okay. So, Elijah says his sister is swelling the size of a grapefruit in both knees, constant debilitating pain all day and night. So we can just stop right there. So if you see something the size of a grapefruit in your body, that means that your body is holding on to waste and it's putting it in the knees. So she needs to first detox. And so that basically do what I recommended in today's show. So Michael says, what's the most efficient way to build muscle? Depends on what you're missing. But usually, usually ham hocks, eating ham hocks. That's usually the quickest way to build muscle, is eating ham hocks. All right, let's go visit the chat room, give them a little bit of love. All right, some interesting information on milk thistle here in the chat room. Unless you're a masochist or like preparing milk thistle, it's a challenge. It's not worth growing milk thistle unless you have lots and lots of land and some camels. You don't get enough milk thistle seeds from each plant to make it worth it. I have been there. Don't understand what pork chops have to do with restoring depleted minerals. I don't either. I don't recommend pork chops. Vitality capsules, 50 ways to clean your liver. Okay, thank you. Nakedness, is it bad for people to sleep with their mouths open? Yes. Yeah, you should breathe through your nose at night. So if you have your mouth open at night, what does that mean? That actually is a symptom of poor health. So you need to sort out what might be causing it. I would definitely start the Candida Cleaner report. Let's see. So Scott, research has shown poor absorption of B1 in hydrochloride or mononitrate form. Any opinion? None. And do you recommend the highly absorbable benfotiamine B1 to be necessary? Nope, not at all. Okay. Now, Cedric, be nice. That's not nice. Okay, let's see other questions. All right, Dr. Daniels, an herbalist that I'm corresponding with, asked me what you think about beets or beet juice for bowel movements. I think beets and beet juice are great for bowel movements. And the only problem is most people don't want to juice the beets or cook the beets, but they are really excellent. And usually you need to eat about 1 to 4 beets a day. That's really excellent. I'm definitely a fan. Doc, can you explain what your way of doing coffee enemas and how do you still have coffee in the jar? So I still coffee in the jar because when I grind the coffee, it's ground so fine that it slips through the filter. And so then the coffee just settles at the bottom of the jar. And then I just use that to rub on my skin in the shower. That's how I still have coffee in the jar. And my way of doing coffee enemas, I'm not sure what they mean. So I take a cup of coffee, simmer it with 4 cups of water for 30 minutes, then I strain it, and then I pour enough water over the coffee grounds to end up with the final volume of 1 quart. And then I use anywhere from 1/2 cup to 1 cup of that per enema. And I take, so that's my coffee concentrate. And I take a half cup of that. Some people use a full cup. I use a half cup of that, add enough water to make a full quart, and use that for an enema. Laying on my left side, of course. All right. Oh, yes. The crazy thing is that the woman with the lupus test was actually lucky that the doctor was honest and told her her second lupus test was negative. Certain areas, they would just have given her a fraudulent test and kept her coming back. Or sometimes they tell you, once it's positive, it's always positive, and so let's just go ahead and treat it, which is really unfortunate. Dr. Danz, why don't you recommend soup to Rose with a blender? Any food can be made into a soup. A lot of times people who are used to chewing and have dentures don't like soup, so I recommend just mashing the food with a fork. Yes, I still do my monthly interviews on one radio network, but they switched the weekend last month to the third weekend instead of the fourth. This might be why you missed it. Okay. Any substitute for clopidogrel? I believe it's an it's a blood thinner. Plavix, okay. looking for a substitute for Plavix is like looking for a substitute for anthrax. Shouldn't be taking it in the first place. But if you want to take something to thin your blood, then you could just take a cayenne pepper capsule, or you could take an eighth of a teaspoon of turmeric. But as we talked about today, what makes your blood thick is the toxins and parasites in your blood. So you're much better off simply taking vitality capsules or anything that will give you bowel movements and clean out your large intestine, small intestine, and your bile ducts. That is what you need to do. Let's see what's going on here. I have lipomas all over my body, with most being around the stomach area. I also have bloating all the time and really bad flatulence. Even with not eating, like in the morning when I wake up, I'm bloated. I had, past tense, bad anxiety and feel depressed. Last couple of weeks, I was getting dizzy a lot. It started slowly, got worse to where I'm losing my balance. Blood sugar and blood pressure were good. I'm only 30 and male. I don't know what's going on. What are some of the things I can do to improve digestion, flatulence, get rid of these lipomas, and stop the dizziness? I try to take one vitality capsule with food once per day. I get pretty gassy and bloated the next day, and at times have to rush to the bathroom with diarrhea. What am I doing wrong? Okay. So you've got a lot of junk there in your intestines, and the vitality capsules are actually helping you get them out. I would change the time of day you're taking the vitality capsules so that you have the rush to the bathroom at times when you're home. And you need to get the stuff out, so there's no compromise on that. Now, what else is going on? You got a dietary issue here. So read the report, the Candida Cleaner report. Read the report. Follow the diet there, and that will help you stop eating things that are causing the gassing and bloating. Then, once you've got the vitality capsules, the way you're having at least 3 bowel movements a day, in your case, maybe a little more, then you can take turpentine, very low dose, and that will be a great help. Now, the shortcut here is to get something called fennel seed. Your mother probably has some in her kitchen, fennel seed. And you can buy it organic by the pound at your health food store or at Amazon. And chew that and swallow it and chew it and swallow it and chew it and swallow it and chew it and swallow it. To start, you're probably going to end up chewing about a cup a day worth. And you'll see it's going to help your bloating quite a bit. Okay, I have to read this for you. I'm telling you, the most radical thing for most people isn't the turpentine. It's getting in the be okay with three or more bowel movements a day. They'll drink gasoline, no problem. They'll do shots of it. But trying to convince your average person to have more than one bowel movement a day is like fighting with an Olympic boxer. It's a battle. And most times you won't win the battle. And you have to be okay with it. So really, when I was in medical practice, that's what I found. I was telling people, look, if you want to heal, you've got to increase your bowel movements. And they would, I get so much resistance. And I would say, what are you saving it for? Are you going to redeem it? Are you going to bequeath it? What are you holding on to it for? And so, you know, eventually over time, I would get people to go for it, to agree to have more bowel movements. All right, time for commercial. Can't you see I'm burning, burning?
Oh, without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is Dr. Daniels, and welcome to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are answering questions. We only have, 10 minutes. Nick says, I've been trying to cook, eat, talk, and listen for the past 3 hours. All right, Nick, good luck with that. All right, Demodex mites in the face, anything. Okay, so if you have mites in the face, the easiest way to handle it, of course, do the detoxing if recommended, but you can get rice bran, add water to it, and just rub it, and it exfoliates your face, takes out the outer layers and the mites with it. And so basically what you're doing is you're removing the mites, removing the mites, removing the mites every day when you use the rice bran. Okay, Larry says, I've used hot and cold showers on my head and sinuses every 2 hours to clear up a nasty sinus infection overnight. Just blew it up. Absolutely. Yep, that is a way to do it. Most people don't want to do a shower every 2 hours, but, you know, hey, it works, and it's not toxic. Nicole says, I used my neti pot this winter to clear my sinuses and watched a 1-inch worm flow out. Circle the drain and go down. Shortly after, I found Dr. Daniels, and I'm so grateful for all your advice. Thank you. You're welcome, Nicole. So is the silver the best? I think so. Tonsil stone remedies. Again, you got to figure out what's causing your tonsil stones and stop eating it. And I would just take provodone iodine, put it on a Q-tip, and just paint the tonsils, and it shrinks it up, and they expel the stones. Sarah says, great show, Dr. Daniels. Thank you for everything you do and say. You are amazing. You're welcome, Sarah. Dark Knight says, great show today, doctor, and definitely cleared up a lot of myths regarding detox. Peace and power. Good. So, Artie. All right, so let me see if we got everything. Yes. Okay. I have a friend with frozen shoulder and diabetes. What to do? Just to get rid of the frozen shoulder, you can drink a quart of sauerkraut juice. And that will unfreeze the shoulder. Let's go from here to choo. All right. I saw you there. I think that is it. We are done for the week. We will see you again next week on Sunday. Thank you. I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. Then once again, you said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on
and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.